The conscience is a vessel that has been attacked by Israel numerous times. It has been restored and is carrying 92 civilians from 25 countries, a large number of them members of the media, so journalists and health workers. And these are two communities, these are two professions that are targeted in Gaza. The Israel is trying to destroy them. We see the healthcare infrastructure destroyed. We see that Israel has implemented the most severe international press media blackout in modern history on Gaza. So journalists are not able to get in, international journalists, and Palestinian journalists trying to do their job while they're trying to survive a genocide are being targeted, not only them, but their families. So over 270 Palestinian journalists have been targeted and killed. We have dozens of international medics, healthcare workers, from psychiatrists to general surgeons to general doctors to pediatricians. Israel is preventing so many healthcare workers from accessing Gaza. And the limited number that they do allow to access Gaza, they don't allow them to bring in medical equipment. So they are going, trying to help save lives, but with nothing. They don't have tools to work with because Israel has destroyed Palestinian hospitals and destroyed the equipment that they have to work with. They don't have basic anesthesia. So we are carrying their equipment and we are carrying these medications and these healthcare workers that want to go assist their colleagues who not only are working in a very difficult situation, but are targeted themselves, not only killing them and their families, but arresting and torturing them for doing their jobs.
Israel's foreign ministry is now accusing the Samud flotilla of being linked to Hamas. Could you respond to that?
Everything, as far as Israel is concerned, is linked to Hamas. That's the excuse that they use for everything. Unfortunately, the world has allowed Israel to just say Hamas, 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 even not giving children, not giving babies food and baby formula. That's because of Hamas. All of it, everything that they're doing, destroying Gaza's healthcare infrastructure, all of their hospitals, are blowing up all of their universities, all of their schools, all of their homes, bulldozing them, literally committing a genocide, all because of Hamas. That's the excuse that Israel has to put forward, and then the international community is silent, as if that is a justification for genocide. No, no one in the Samud flotilla, no one in the Gaza Freedom flotilla, no one in any of the flotillas has any ties to any political party.
Israel's foreign minister is calling on the flotillas to coordinate with Israel to deliver the humanitarian aid to Gaza rather than attempt to enter the war zone. Could you respond to that?
Israel is deliberately starving an entire population. It has engineered a famine. So to cynically say, yes, deliver your aid to us, so and then we will deliver. There are thousands of trucks sitting outside Rafah, and Israel won't let them in. Just 2 months ago, I was on a boat carrying baby formula for children that Israel is starving. Israel attacked our ship and stole our vessel and all of the aid on board, and they have not delivered one can of baby formula to Gaza. So Israel is lying. Israel is on trial for genocide. In what sane moral world is a country on trial for genocide allowed to decide if and what aid gets to a people that it is exterminating?
Your ship was attacked previously. Are you afraid of being bombed again?
Look, yes, we have been attacked. I was also on the 2010 flotilla where Israel killed 10 of our volunteers on board, shot some of them point blank. And so I have witnessed and undergone all kinds of violence from the Israeli forces. And I don't want to be seriously injured or killed. I want to go home to my kids. But I also want this to stop, what's happening in Gaza, because it's not only for the Palestinian people, of course, today it is. But the kind of world that Israel, supported by the United States and Western countries, want us to accept is one where there is no human rights protections, there is no international law, it's brutality and might is right, and it is a world in which no one, including my children growing up in the United States, is safe. And that is not the world that I want to turn over to them.